This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens are dead, nearly 200 wounded after the Islamic State group's Afghan branch says it bombed the wedding hall in Kabul. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. President Ashraf Ghani condemned the overnight attack as an inhumane act, saying he has summoned an extraordinary security meeting to review and prevent such security lapses. VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Ganguly, a political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University.
This is a colossal tragedy, and it underscores the fact that ISIS has a foothold in Afghanistan, which is deeply disturbing for the entire subcontinent, given the presence of very large Muslim communities in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and even a sizable Muslim community in Sri Lanka. So the ripple effects will be felt throughout the region.
63 people were killed in the attacks. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets Sunday in Hong Kong for another anti-government rally. This is the 11th weekend in a row that protesters turned out to voice their dismay.
We would like to say that Hong Kong people will soldier on until our five demands be heard and responded by the Hong Kong government. And if Beijing's and Hong Kong's tactic is to wait for our campaign to die down, they are simply dead wrong.
The demonstrations began as peaceful protests to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China. Since then, the protests have evolved into a movement for democratic reforms. Hong Kong residents worry about the erosion of freedoms guaranteed under the one country, two systems that has been in place since the territory's return from British to Chinese rule in 1997. This is VOA News. Several frantic migrants jumped off their Spanish rescue boat into the Mediterranean Sunday. Crew members from the Open Arms vessel jumped in after them and brought them back on board. Open Arms is docked off Italy's Lampedusa Island as a hardline interior minister, Matteo Salvini, refuses to let the ship dock. 107 migrants are on board. More protests in Indian-administered Kashmir on Sunday.
We want freedom! We want freedom! Go India!
Demonstrators took to the street demanding freedom after Indian authorities reimposed restrictions on movement in major parts of the city. The restrictions followed violent overnight clashes between residents and police. In the past 24 hours, there has been a series of protests against New Delhi's August 5th revocation of Jammu and Kashmir state's autonomy. Protester says that no one in the world can stop us from having our freedom. That is our basic right, freedom. The state government has said that it has not imposed a curfew over the past 2 weeks, but on Sunday, people were being turned back at multiple roadblocks set up in the city where security forces said there is a curfew. Secret British government documents are warning of serious disruptions across the country in the event that the UK leaves the European Union without a trade deal. The information is according to a report in the Sunday Times among the most serious disruptions to the supply of drugs and medicine, a decrease in the availability of fresh food and even potential fresh water decreases and shortages due to possible interruptions of imported water treatment chemicals. Britain's Cabinet Office did not return a message seeking comment on the documents. But Michael Gove, the minister in charge of no-deal preparations, insisted that the files represented a worst-case scenario and the documents released is old.
It is the case, as everyone knows, that if we do have a no-deal exit, there will inevitably be some disruption, some bumps in the road. That's why we want a deal. But it is also the case that the UK government is far more prepared now than it was in the past.
The scenarios have been repeatedly dismissed as scaremongering by Brexit proponents. U.S. President Trump on Sunday confirmed his interest in buying Greenland, but said it was not a priority.
It's just something we talked about. Denmark essentially owns it. We're very good allies with Denmark. We protect Denmark like we protect large portions of the world. So the concept came up, and I said, certainly, I'd be strategically, it's interesting.
Wall Street Journal reported Thursday that Mr. Trump had expressed interest in the self-governing part of Denmark. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Bay. All the hits.